There is no accounting for taste, and that's not just an aphorism, but a warning about our next story. There is a new art installation in New York that creates artificial excrement. It uses materials common to a lot of contemporary work, polished metal, glass, plastic, and a few materials that are not. Karen Michelle reports on the exhibit called Cloaca at the New Museum of Contemporary Art in Manhattan.
This is art your inner child could love. It eats, it poops, and it smells kind of funky. For many of the folks who work at the new museum, cloaca has become part of the family.
And increasingly we've come to regard it as a kind of a thing, as a baby, because we take care of it, and we're very concerned about its bowel movements, and we're very concerned when it's not producing in the way that it really should be.
Senior curator Dan Cameron.
It's extraordinary, really, how quickly the human imagination can adapt itself to a situation in which it's quite obvious that there is no life here, but something of human life has been reproduced so completely and thoroughly that you identify with it.
While Dan Cameron has developed a deep personal relationship with the machine, the artist is much more sanguine.
As soon as you put the plug out, your human being is dead.
Wim Delvoye, the creator of the work, is more practical than sentimental. He spent several years designing the giant Betsy Poopsie.
I contacted scientists, like microbiologists and all that stuff, but then I also contacted plumbers. And at the end of the story, I needed the plumbers much more than the microbiologists.
He needed the plumbers to figure out what hoses went where and how to keep the smells down. What he created looks like something out of a lab. Hoses, dials, lights, and knobs that the artist states were influenced more by seeing The Wizard of Oz than by any amount of nuzzling with babies. Nevertheless, curator Dan Cameron looks at cloaca and sees himself.
It's starting to reveal other levels of interpretation. I find the psychoanalytic side of the piece to be very disturbing, for example. You know, having it around and how it mirrors us, and this kind of like gaping maw at the beginning, and then it's this kind of expulsion at the end.
Of course, it's Cameron's job to make serious of the light. In a brochure that accompanies the exhibition, he refers to artists who, quote, have explored the ways in which traditional hierarchies of meaning and value tended to overlook, even denigrate, corporeal existence. Wim Delvoye, the artist, puts it much more directly.
I think poop and art is very much alike.
His thinking has precedent. Marcel Duchamp famously exhibited a urinal, and Italian artist Piero Manzoni sold cans of what he claimed was his own BM. Even the name of Wim Delvoye's work, Cloaca, has historical precedent, something the museum doesn't mention. The Romans called their major sewer project the Cloaca Maximus. What the Romans and most of us try to get rid of, people in New York buy tickets to see. There's a regularly scheduled elimination in the afternoon and two feedings per day so that it will.
It's had roasted halibut with braised cabbage and pumpkin risotto.
The food's fine cuisine from some of Soho's toniest restaurants. Peter Hoffman is the owner-chef of Savoy, just around the corner from the museum.
The halibut with the pumpkin risotto dish on the menu is $26.
How's the food look coming out? Is it still coming out?
Yeah.
Feeding the beast involves walking up a metal staircase to its mouth, in this case, a garbage disposal. Delvoye refers to the act as mounting an altar and making an offering to the gods. Nicole, a chef at Savoy, climbed the staircase with her carefully arrayed plate of food and did not get religion.
I don't know, it's just my opinion that art is something that's pretty and you would want to hang in your house, I guess. That's how I feel about it, and this is certainly something I wouldn't want in my living room.
Nevertheless, the machine gets repeat visitors, like this father and son.
The machine's not as advanced as your intestines and...
I think that's open for argument, and what happens in the end then? It comes out, and what does it do at the very bottom? It poops like us. Should it be any different?
Its uselessness is essential to its meaning. Absolutely. The idea that the product has a negative social function is, I think, one of the most important features of the work.
At Cloaca's premiere in Antwerp, the product was freeze-dried and sold until the packaging proved faulty. At the new museum, to Dan Cameron's dismay, the poop is just taken out and flushed.
We are A little bit disappointed that we can't respond to people's enthusiasm for the idea of being able to participate in cloaca more directly, i.e. taking it home and putting it in the freezer.
Artist Wim Delvois is working on special Tupperware packaging. Now, lest you think this is just too conceptual for words, consider the very real effect that the work has had on curator Cameron.
The notion that one inspects one's product before flushing the toilet, I consider that some kind of source of strangeness or shame. And now I think it's just so much a part of my day. It would be this. It's the same as if I'm picking the right shirt out of the closet to wear that day. You know, like there's knowledge there.
Art happens. Cloaca is at the New Museum of Contemporary Art in Manhattan through the end of the month. It will not travel. For NPR News, I'm Karen Michel in New York. We'll be right back.